This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Genevieve Warren, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, Genevieve, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. Last name, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. On April 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as completing the history via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 63-year-old female, weight 180 pounds, height 5'1" tall, who was injured in a rear-end automobile accident when she was stopped at a traffic light on November 13, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on. There was apparently minimal damage. However, the patient sustained injury as she was jerked and had immediate pain in her neck, low back, and both hips, as well as bilateral knee pain, and bilateral shoulder pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in her neck, low back, and bilateral hips, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. The patient's low back pain is constant, period. It is described as burning, stabbing, piercing, and crushing, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The patient states that this automobile accident has reactivated her prior back pain. With radiation down the right leg to the thigh, period. The patient had previous bulging disc from a fall injury. Less than 5 years ago, period. New paragraph. The patient's bilateral hip pain was treated with physical therapy, injections, and medicine, period. She states her right hip is greater than the left, period. It is a constant type pain, period. She describes it as burning, stabbing, throbbing, and piercing, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the client was that day she was seen in the emergency room at North Lake Methodist Hospital by ambulance, period. She was treated and released. They did several diagnostic CAT scans and was given medicine. The same day, she saw her family doctor, Dr. Mortero, M-O-R-T-E-R-R-O, period. She saw the family doctor a couple times and referred to physical therapy, period. She was seen at St. Catherine's Hospital in East Chicago several times, period. She did follow up with her orthopedic specialist, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems walking over 20 feet, sitting over 40 minutes, standing over 15 minutes, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sleep, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph medications, none other than over-the-counters for this condition. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics and topicals, comma, exercises, comma, TENS unit, comma, vibrator, comma, and heat, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, liver disease, comma, and heart valve disease, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for stomach surgery, comma, knee surgery, comma, hysterectomy, comma, and tonsils, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient essentially never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her hips in the past, period. She states her low back was injured in a fall less than 5 years ago and was diagnosed with bulging discs when she was walking down a ramp and fell, period. She states the pain resolved approximately 2.5 months before this recent automobile accident, period. Her prior back problem did require physical therapy, and she did require physical therapy for a couple months, and she was also having sciatic pain prior to this automobile accident, period. Her right knee was injured during a fall, as mentioned above, less than 5 years ago. She did require surgery, and it eventually resolved, period. The patient fractured her collarbone as a teenager due to a fall, period. The patient was involved in a minor automobile accident without injury in the past, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient fell in a bathroom several years ago, injuring her right shoulder. She did have a fracture without permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of tech support, full-time, period. She did miss several days of work as a result of this present automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Indiana officer's standard crash report, November 13th, 2023, states driver 2 stated she felt a big jolt and immediately began to feel pain in her low back and hips, as well as tenderness in her neck, period. Driver 2 was transported by medics to Northlake Methodist Hospital for treatment, period. End of report. Emergency department, Northlake Emergency, November 13th, 2023. State 61-year-old female with history of slipped lumbar disc, comma, who was a restrained driver who was rear-ended, and EMS stated there was minimal damage to the bumper, period. State she experienced pain in her head, comma, low back, comma, and neck after the accident, period. On physical examination, see collar in place, tenderness to midline lumbar spine, period. CT lumbar spine showed neuraminal foraminal stenosis as noted, especially on the left side from L3 to S1 with the compression of the exiting roots, period. CT cervical spine, no acute fracture or subluxation, period. CT of the head, no evidence of acute intracranial process, period. Disposition states on reassessment, she is feeling significantly better after receiving Norflex and acetaminophen, period. CT scans all results negative for acute findings, period. Patient updated with results and Toradol IM given prior to discharge, period. Prescription for Flexeril sent to pharmacy, period. Final clinical impression, 1, strain of neck muscles, 2, low back strain, 3, injury of head, period, end of report. Community Case Network, November 13th, 2023. Dr. Montello, Internal Medicine, M-O-N-T-E-R-O. Patient states she just got rear-ended this morning, period. Patient complaining of generalized back pain, period. Physical examination, musculoskeletal tenderness present. Comments, paraspinal muscle cervical, period. Assessment, muscle spasm of neck and back strain, period. Advised to continue with low back exercises, comma. Advised to follow up with the neurosurgeon, period. End of report. Orthopedic specialist of Northwest Indiana, November 27th, 2023. Follow-up after MVC, November 13th, 2023. She was last seen here July 23 and was referred for injections, which was done on August 17th, 2023, period. She states her low back and legs feel the same as when she first presented here in July 2023, period. Her neck pain is new, period. Assessment, neck pain, comma, DDD, comma, spondylolisthesis, C5-6, comma, L4/5, comma, back pain with radiculopathy, period. Plan, I recommend starting with physical therapy for the cervical and lumbar spine, period. End of report. Initial evaluation, physical therapy, December 7th, 2023, 61-year-old female with a history of bilateral neck and back pain secondary to MVA in November, period. She states she was doing really well when she was rear-ended, period. Patient's notes, from then on, she has been very sore. Inability to work at home and at work has been more difficult, period. End of report. The following three records are prior to the automobile accident, period. Operative report dated August 17th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis, lumbar radiculitis, procedure performed. Right L4-5 transforaminal epidural steroid injection, period. End of report. Initial evaluation, August 8th, 2023. This is prior to her automobile accident, states 60-year-old female who has been complaining of low back pain going on since June 2021, period. She states she was visiting the dunes and had a fall and injured her right knee, as well as her low back, period. Since that time, she has had right knee surgery. She also has been complaining of ongoing low back pain, period. An MRI of her lumbar spine, which was reviewed, showed levoscoliosis and grade 1 anteriolisthesis of L4/5 and L5/S1, period. She has evidence of moderate central and left neural foraminal stenosis noted at L4/5 and L3-4, period. End of report. Another progress note, pre-automobile accident dated March 24th, 2022. State of surgery, March 9th, 2022. Status post right knee arthroscopy, comma, partial medial meniscectomy, comma, open excision of prepatellar bursitis with complex tissue closure, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 13, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and reactivation of prior low back pain and bulging disc, period. Number three, head trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number four, bilateral hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 13, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is strong probability of slight permanent impairment to the cervical, lumbar, and bilateral hip regions, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning that there probably will be persistent pain and diminished range of motion of all three areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis. In the cervical and bilateral hip regions, period. Because of her prior injuries to the low back area, I cannot speculate as to whether the development of arthritis in the low back could be directly correlated to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following: continuous use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics, as well as topicals, would be approximately $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. So, some injections in the cervical and bilateral hip regions would cost approximately $2,000, period. Continuous use of a TENS unit would be approximately $500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client via telephone, period, but have not performed the physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.